This week we read about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. As we know, the Jewish people were destined to be enslaved in Mitzrayim for 400 years. However, Hashem redeemed them before the appointed time, after only 210 years. Hashem eliminated the 190 years of Galus. The first Rashi in Parshas Vayechi asks, Lama Parsha Zu Stima? Why is this Parsha closed? There are usually several blank spaces between each Parsha. However, between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi, there's just one empty space. So Rashi explains in the name of the Medrash, Bikesh Yaakov Legales Asakeitz Levanov. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his children the end date of Galus, when they will finally be redeemed. However, V'nista Mimenu, but it eluded him. That Ruach HaKodesh was taken away from him. So what exactly did he want to reveal to his children, and why was he denied? So once heard an amazing idea. Yaakov foresaw that the 400-year decree requiring Klal Yisrael to be enslaved in Mitzrayim would seem to them like an unbearable eternity. So he wanted to comfort them. Bikesh legalos es haketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children the secret of Ketz. Ketz, Kaf Tzadik, is Begematria 190. He wanted to tell them that 190 years will be reduced of their sentence of bondage in Mitzrayim. But Hashem did not allow him to do so. Why? Because the very reason they were freed early was that they believed they would be there forever. That extra pain, that feeling of being trapped with no end in sight, that brought about their redemption sooner than originally decreed. It cancelled 190 years of slavery. It was that deep darkness that led to the light. The fear of the unknown. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have an older single, and Eliyahu HaNavi himself were to come to your house today and tell you with certainty that you will get engaged in 5 years. Or let's say your daughter is struggling with infertility, and you are sure that she will conceive in 5 years. The wait, even though it's still very long, would be far less painful. The greatest anguish in any challenge is not knowing when or if it will ever end. However, that very suffering, that uncertainty, is actually to our benefit. That pain hastens our salvation. What is the rationale? Because when you know that your Yeshua will come in 5 years from now, what gives you comfort? The calendar. Each passing month brings you closer. The passage of time brings you comfort. But when you don't know when your salvation will arrive, where do you place your hope? In Hashem Himself. Every day you ask Hashem, please send me my Yeshua today. That daily turning to Hashem, that complete reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is precisely what hastens your redemption. And this is perhaps what Rashi is teaching us. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal the secret of how we can emerge from our troubles quicker. And the answer is not seeing the end, not seeing the light at the end of the proverbial tunnel. V'nistalka Shechina, when it appears that Hashem has abandoned us, He's no longer listening to our prayers. We are at our breaking point. That is precisely what is helping us. The very uncertainty, the feeling of being left in the dark, that is what hastens our Yeshua. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim believed they were destined for 400 years of slavery. What they didn't know was that Hashem already started counting from the birth of Yitzchak, from Leidas Yitzchak, meaning their exile would end after just 210 years. That not knowing saved them 190 years of oppression. Leah Rabashkin, the wife of Rav Shalom Rabashkin, recounted an incredible story. On the night her husband was miraculously released from prison after being incarcerated for over 8 years, she was driving him home from Otisville, New York. Their son, who was in the car with them, shared something astonishing. He said, "The judge sentenced Tati to 27 years. And I did some calculations. I realized that it was exactly 27 years since we moved to Iowa." And she said, "Everyone thought he would have to serve the full 27 years. But the Ribbono Shel had started counting those years from the moment my husband began his acts of chesed when we moved to Iowa in 1990. That is why his galus ended 19 years early. Truly amazing. The pain and suffering of not knowing when our sorrow will end is what brings about our redemption. It is in the darkness, in the uncertainty, that salvation is hastened. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.